Well, you've probably heard of DeepSeek by now. It's one of China's best-known AI companies, and it's just unveiled a preview of its latest model. Now, what's grabbing attention this time is that it's been built to run on China's Huawei computer chips rather than American ones. That's being seen as another sign of China trying to rely less on foreign technology. Well, Bob O'Donnell is the president and chief analyst of Technanalysis Research, and he joins us now. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Vishal. How are you?
Good. So how significant is this move by DeepSeek to work with Huawei chips? Is it pretty symbolic or is it a real turning point?
I think it's a bit of a combination. DeepSeek had its big moment about, a little over a year ago when it first came out, and all of a sudden there was this model that was created that supposedly could compete with all the big models built in Silicon Valley and yet was done at a fraction of the price and was open source, and it really kind of shook people up. This one is arriving at a time when, the impact is not going to be nearly as large, because while it's good, even DeepSeek themselves acknowledge that, look, we're behind some of the leading frontier models, but we're close. We're a couple of months behind. So it's not going to have that impact. But to your point, this notion of working with Huawei chips is a big deal. To be clear, they're still also going to run on some of the American chips. It's just they're going to have an opportunity to run on the Huawei chips later this year, is what they specifically said. And because of that, and this is the real question that you're asking, is what's the impact? Because the prices will be much lower. And therefore, people theoretically can tap into this big new model and do so at a much less expensive rate than they would if they were using Google Gemini or OpenAI or Anthropic's Claude, et cetera.
Right. And so how does this new model stack up against the big American AI systems?
Well, I mean, it's still early days and the final testing will be done by third parties. But, again, by DeepSeek's own acknowledgement, they said, we're competing, but we're a little bit behind on certain areas. General knowledge, for example, they're a little bit behind. Apparently does well on coding, and that's obviously a very hot area. So the big thing is it does reflect the fact that, A, open source models are keeping up with the proprietary models we've seen from, again, the Google Geminis, the OpenAIs, what have you. And, of course, that China is still keeping up to some degree with these big models. And that's important because, there is obviously been this huge battle, more political than anything, in terms of where does China rely on and how do American companies choose to work with Chinese companies and how does all this play out geopolitically. So I think it's fair to say that it will do very well in China. I think you'll see some usage of it here in the U.S., but there will also be some caution, and particularly because it's not at the bleeding edge. It's, as I said earlier, I don't think it'll have as large of an impact as certainly the first release did.
So, Bob, is this a case of China closing that gap in AI?
Well, I wouldn't say they're closing the gap. I think what they're doing is they're maintaining a strong position in AI model creation. One of the big questions moving forward, however, is how they're going to train future models. Because while they're going to run some of their models on the Huawei chips, it's not clear that they did the training on the Huawei chips, and they are way behind the performance of NVIDIA and AMD's latest. So it's an interesting marker. It does show that from a software development perspective, they're still keeping up, but it also may be the beginning of a sign of the inability to maintain that pace if, in fact, they can't get access to some of the American chips. So certainly going to be interesting to watch.
Yes, it'll be interesting to hear from NVIDIA's on how they feel about the whole situation. Bob O'Donnell,
exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
That's great to have you, President and Chief Analyst of Technanalysis Research.